So reason why the mundane might collapse is because as you develop the trust, the internal movement, all this vibration will become very, very fine. The more fine it become, the mundane mind, which is very gross, they will start to lose their stability. That's why finally they have to collapse. It cannot stand up to that type of fine transformation, the vibration. So when the mundane mind collapse, I still remember for a few days to a week, my nature was so amazed. I was thinking, what is happening? Because later on, I told my wife, I say, very strange. Things that I never see before, I start to see. Because when it happened, without the mundane mind, actually, everything becomes so different. Last time with the mundane mind, nature is just nature. Thing is just the same. Everything is just the same. But after the mundane mind collapse, that nature see things as they are. And a lot of those very, very fine movement that you are not able to see because of the mundane mind, now with the clarity, the awareness, and the supramundane nature, it starts to see things as they are. And it's exactly like what the Sutra of Infinite Meaning states. With meditative and still mind, they remain always in that state of samadhi. That's why their mind is always collected and unwavering. That's why they can see things as they are. They can see the specific phenomenal awareness, the spacious awareness without a center. Their mind is always in that awareness state, where that is the nature that shine for. That's how you transform. And that one, if you can do it, I was really startled you because you have to be a great being for you to have that ability. Most people do the sainthood way. They don't need the fourth support. They don't have to reach the level of trust to go into the gateway. Well, that is the Bodhisattva way for those who wants to walk the Bodhisattva path, for those who are interested in the greater path, the great vehicle. So all this, hopefully with today's condition, after I explain, it will set the base for you all to have that understanding so that those who are able to progress to such stage of cultivation, you will know what to do after that. And this one, you can't find it anywhere. It's not written in any book. It's not. I haven't heard about it anyway. So you really need to have that special ability to understand. But don't worry, if you are still not able to understand, just let it be. Because that time will come. When the time come, I believe, because of the sasana, a lot of you all will connect and return to your level of cultivation in the past. Then at that time, maybe for some who has that nature, they will start to develop the understanding. Because this one, unless there is one of these creeping who has gone through, nobody else can share this with you and teach this to you. To put it in words, it's not easy. So this particular adapted verse from the Sutra of Innumerable Meaning is very profound, very deep, and very beautiful. Okay, we go back. Then I will continue the sharing. I will read the adapted verse one more time. These compassionate bodhisattvas are great saints or great beings of the Dhammakaya. With meditative and still mind, they remain always in the state of samadhi. They can do that because the Sammuggayakaya connect. then they develop the internal movement, trust, the false support. Then after they do that, their mundane mind collapse because it has become so fine, the vibration. The vibration that I talk about is your consciousness vibration, not your heartbeat, your consciousness vibration. You are that one with the wisdom and the virtue. And after you connect, that nature inside is so different. And you are all the time there in the meditative state. That's why during that time, there is no more meditation. Where you are that nature, you manifest that thing, you are one with it. That's why they mention in the sutta, they remain always in that state of samadhi. They don't have to train anymore. They don't have to cultivate anymore because that thing has become the ultimate transformation. You and that nature is one. That's why that oneness nature, the supra-mundane, the unconditioned. But that thing can only be detected if you have a form and mind. Without a form and mind, you cannot go to the gateway. That is the uniqueness of this spiritual journey, this spiritual cultivation. That's why you need a segmented form and mind, karmically conditional. And for those who go the bodhisattva way, they know how to take the bodhisattva vow. And when they come, they don't take rebirth through delusion, avijja paccaya sankhara, no. When they pass away or when they realize parinibbana, there is no more ignorance at the moment of death. There is no more ignorant to condition rebirth consciousness. Their rebirth consciousness is born of a pure mind out of love and compassion for the living being because of their bodhisattva vow, the first vow. They vow to take a cross and liberate all the limitless or countless living beings. And out of love and compassion, they make that vow. So that love and compassion is the pure mind. They don't need ignorance to condition rebirth consciousness. The normal karmic process need that one. Without ignorance, there is no rebirth consciousness to continue the karma. But when there is this understanding, it becomes different. Then through the vows, because you take this vow, you planted the seed of Bodhi, and you determine strongly to do this work. So the four great basic vow of a bodhisattva are very important. When you take them, it actually paved the way for you to develop this cultivation. All the four vows are very, very important, related to the perfections.